It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Mernal with KRWG News. New Mexico state health officials on Tuesday announced 307 additional COVID-19 cases and 10 deaths. 49 of the new cases were reported in Doñana County yesterday. So far, there have been over 17,500 reported positive cases of COVID-19 in New Mexico. And as of Tuesday, there were 154 individuals hospitalized in the state with the coronavirus. A recent survey found two-thirds of Texans want lawmakers to focus on many non-medical issues that are affecting people's health. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports the poll by the Episcopal Health Foundation shows most Texans believe social, community, and economic conditions are having a big impact on their health.
Elena Marks with the Episcopal Health Foundation says the survey found that 62% of Texans said that improving the economy, for example, would improve their overall health.
People understand that the connection between income and health is really strong, and so improving the economy and the availability of jobs, people overwhelmingly believe that that is important to health.
About the same percentage of Texans also said that reducing air, water, or chemical pollution, reducing crime, and improving neighborhood safety, as well as improving public schools, should also be top state health priorities. This survey of 1,200 Texas adults was conducted shortly before the coronavirus started spreading in Texas. But Mark says the disparities among racial minorities when you look at health outcomes during the pandemic prove these issues are even more pressing now. I'm Ashley Lopez in Austin.
Let's go now to a local viewpoint. The New Mexico Restaurant Association filed a lawsuit against the state, pushing for dine-in services to resume. Some thoughts from commentator Peter Goodman.
Sunday, I wrote about the New Mexico Restaurant Association's lawsuit challenging our governor's order prohibiting indoor dining. The case is politically motivated. NMRA's lawyer, Angelo Artuso, mostly works on right-wing causes such as trying to outlaw abortions. And it seemed obvious what would happen. NMRA filed in conservative Eddy County. The trial judge, Raymond L. Romero, is a career prosecutor Governor Susana Martinez appointed in 2013. A little research showed that in one of his first cases, he found for some local ranchers and enjoined the state engineer from holding a hearing, and the New Mexico Supreme Court immediately overturned Romero's decision, with one justice saying the logic of Romero's ruling could undermine much of the state's government. So it seemed obvious Romero would temporarily restrain enforcement of the indoor dining restrictions, since the anti-governor position would be popular in Carlsbad, and equally obvious that the New Mexico Supreme Court would quickly toss Romero's ruling in the trash. I just didn't know both things would happen Monday. To gain a TRO, or preliminary injunction, you must show that you're likely to win the case, you're facing irreparable harm that outweighs threatened harm to your opponents, and an injunction is in the public interest. Here, NMRA argues that the governor's order is arbitrary and capricious, and that the governor lacked the power. Both arguments should lose. Courts have mostly agreed governors have the power to make emergency public health orders, and arbitrary capricious is court speak for unreasonable and without supporting facts. But the governor has plenty of supporting evidence. You can disagree with her, but courts don't like to step in to second-guess governmental decisions in complex areas. U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts said in a recent pandemic case, quote, particularly where the issues are fact-intensive, fluid, scientifically uncertain, and urgent, officials should not be subject to second-guessing by an unelected federal judiciary which lacks the background, competence, and expertise to assess public health. End quote. Restaurants will suffer irreparable harm. That's unfair. But this virus is unfair to everyone. And death is kind of irreparable, too. NMRA's argument downplays the fact that human lives are at issue and suggests that partially opening indoor dining could return us to a flourishing economy despite the vast economic damage caused by death, illness, and lockdowns. Reasonable people can disagree on some of this, wearing masks, hopefully. Next steps in the case are filings due July 27th and 30th, but I wish NMRA would spend this litigation money helping our wonderful restaurants survive and adapt.